your first episode back. Yeah. It's kind of just a lot.
Yeah, you could have just used iPhones. Yeah. Or no cameras at all.
We just set up. I do have the 14 now.
Well, when you handed that to me.
We got the 4K action going on.
It's very substantial. I mean, it's heavier than mine.
I mean, look at those lenses on the back.
I was looking at those in a meeting with you last week. I was like, wow, those are
aggressive.
It's like a spider. All the eyes.
Yeah. It is like a spider. Like the, it's very spooky.
It is.
Since we left Halloween yesterday.
Yeah, we're out of spooky season.
I know. Officially, just like, do you do Christmas like the day after Halloween, or do you like to wait till Thanksgiving's over?
No, I like to wait till Thanksgiving's
same.
Over. Yeah.
I was going to ask on Instagram today if people were.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that took down the Halloween decorations and put the Christmas tree up in its place. But I have some like neutral fall decor that needs to live its life without the jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, and like some thankful decor.
Yeah.
Like let's represent Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and scents are big for me.
Yeah.
So I have a apple cider like situation, apple pumpkin smell right now.
Yeah.
So my house smells like fall. It doesn't smell like a Christmas tree took a shit on the floor. You know?
I love that. So. I put actually on my Christmas list this year, I'm going to put candles on it because I underestimate the value of a good candle as a gift.
I know.
You always need them.
You do always need them. And it's nice to have a variety. Like I have rotated through a few and so they're only like partially burnt.
Yeah.
And this makes me lame. But like, I'm like, okay, I'm done with the food scent. So now I need something more apple, so then I can go back to it.
Yeah.
Or I'll put them away for next year, and it's like a little surprise that last year me left for next year me.
You're just always giving to yourself.
I am. I am.
Speaking of that, you came back from a 3-month maternity leave.
I did.
First off, how are you? Like, really?
Do I not seem okay? I'm so good. Yeah, I'm great.
You're doing great.
I'm doing great.
It's great to have you back. I literally looked at the door. Well, one, when I was sitting there, I was like, is she coming back? Is she going to like walk in and surprise me? Like waiting for that. You know that moment in Office? I think it's Ryan Howard comes back into Dunder Mifflin after he was like CEO at the main office. And he's like, I'm back. And Michael Scott like runs up and attacks him. That's how I felt towards you. Like if you were to walk through that door.
I should have done it. I should have just surprised
you. Recreated it.
I know. Yeah. It was good. It was good to walk back in here and just, it feels like, I mean, nothing's really changed physically with the building, except I was just telling you that all the beer kegs are filled up, which is great.
I need to advocate for like an Ultra or something like that.
Something
that's more
light.
My simple palate.
Yeah.
Because I'm a simple
same
woman.
Same. I'm a simple woman as well.
I know, but I do like that cold brew. We can't.
No.
That's here to stay.
That's going to keep her moving. Yeah. No, I'm really good.
I'm excited to have you back in your hot seat.
Yeah.
We're going to see today, if it's like riding a bike.
Like riding a 10 speed. And it takes a while to get back up into, you know, the 10th speed. So we will just see. It's like riding up a hill on a bike right now.
Yeah. It's just like you need your helmet and the elbow pads.
Kind of standing, using ab muscles that haven't been engaged in a while.
I love
it is what it is.
That's your visual for you for today.
Yes.
So I wanted to get in. I thought it'd be kind of fun for your first episode back. Ask Mackenzie anything.
Oh boy.
Just catch up with you, see how you're doing, what you've learned, what you're excited for. So I wrote down my questions on my paper.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's very intimidating.
Taking it old school, I like that.
I am. I'm a paper gal.
So am I.
Like all my tasks I have to do, paper.
You have to, because okay, listen, when the grid goes down, and it will, did you know today, and I don't want to scare anybody, which by the time this comes out, hopefully it's passed, NASA just found two asteroids, large asteroids, that were being like blocked by the sun's glare, and one is a Earth destroyer. I'm kidding out as I say that. Or planet destroyer. Potential planet destroyer. I'm like, that's not the kind of news I just want to find out while scrolling through Twitter. That is not the kind of news.
So when do they expect it to destroy Earth?
I have to tell you, I clicked on the article. It was going to make me watch a video. I promote video and all. I mean, that's what we do here. But I wasn't going to watch the video. I needed to read it. You know, when you need to find information, you need to. So anyway, I don't know how I got from paper to the grid. Oh, yeah. See, it is like riding a bike up a hill right now. Anyway, I hope that we all survive.
Yeah. Wish you guys all luck with the incoming asteroid.
Yeah, go crazy if not. I mean,
come over, have a glass of. Try all of our beers.
Yeah, in one glass. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Ooh, we should do, what's that called, a suicide?
Yeah.
Like when you
maybe that's an insensitive term these days. Rocky True. Road. Rocky Road.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah. A rocky, did you call it a rocky road?
I don't know.
Okay.
They do things different.
I didn't know if that was your creative brain going or if you actually.
I think I heard that. Yeah, it was like when you mix Mountain Dew and Pepsi together.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Rocky Road.
Yeah. Not like the ice cream.
Mm-mm.
The Dew and the Pep.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Anyway.
Wow. Look at that.
We're so happy to have you back.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, I wanted to start off with the gender of the baby, because when you left here,
God, take us back.
You were dead set that you were having a boy.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you talk, and spoiler alert, Roe is a girl.
Roe is a girl.
Can you walk us through the biggest surprise of your life?
That was nuts, you guys. Yeah, so yeah, we get to the hospital. Actually, on the drive to the hospital, we decided, okay, here's the name.
Yeah.
Jack Robert. We're naming this little baby Jack Robert, which isn't that a good name? Anyone listening, welcome to have it. Oh, yeah. Then I was like, JR, I don't want him to be called Junior. No offense if that's your name, but that's not what we were going for. So Jack Robert. So we get there. The stars kind of aligned. The nurse looked kind of familiar, and she's like, yeah, you look kind of familiar. So she came back in. She's like, I was the nurse that helped get you going when we induced you to have Hayes. And I was like, you are.
Oh, that's cool.
So we had kind of a moment, and then she's like, so what do you think, boy, girl? I'm like, it's definitely a boy. She's like, okay, well, if not, in that case, we're going to let Dad do the announcing of the gender of the baby. I'm like, fine, whatever. I'm like, but don't. Maybe not put those keys in his hand, because what if he says girl and it's actually a boy? Like, things can get a little,
hazy.
I don't want to, So they're like, that won't happen. So she just kept reminding every doctor, nurse we came into interaction or, interacted with. She's like, Dad's going to announce. Dad's going to announce. So anyway, the time comes. They pull her out, show Jeff. He kind of, then they push her toward him, and he said, it's a girl. And he said that, and he like fell into his chair, and I'm like, what? What? So very emotional.
Oh, that's
very
so
special. Crazy. Yes. Oh my gosh.
I can't believe we had some bets. I might have been right. I guess girl, but
really?
I only guess girl because I wanted you to be wrong.
You want to say, suck it. I told you so.
Yeah. And I think everyone needs a little girl in their life.
Oh my gosh. I agree.
So what's been the biggest thing Ro has taught you? Like, now that you're a girl mom, what has she taught you so far?
Oh my gosh. I just, the boys already taught me that they're always listening. Boys are always listening because they repeat things. And so just knowing that that's what the boys taught me, she is going to be listening. And so I just need to be, nicer to myself a little bit, because we can all be really critical. And just knowing that, girls and body image and, I just want her to just be super confident all the time, because she's beautiful. We're all beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I just want her to have that and know that mom talks nice about herself, because I want her to talk nice about, and the boys too, of course.
Yeah.
It affects both. But
you've experienced it as a girl too, so you have more of that background with it. And I love that.
Yeah.
We all need to, that's the takeaway from today. Talk nicer to yourself.
You should talk nicer to yourself and just give yourself some freaking grace. Like, we are all doing so many things at any given time. And it's just like, slow down and be nice to yourself, because we're pretty incredible.
I love that. Which kind of leads me into, I wanted you to talk about, we talked about this in our newsletter. So if you haven't signed up for our newsletter.
The newsletter, by the way, get on that list. It is.
People are saying it's the biggest party they've ever had in their inbox.
Of course they are saying that.
I mean, the Bing Bang download. So you can sign up for that at info.itsbingbang.com/newsletter. It's kind of a mouthful. But it's worth it.
You can put a link in the show notes, baby. You just click on it.
Just do it. Sign up.
Just click on it.
Anyway, I had you talk about tips you have for setting boundaries, like a work-life balance. Because now you have your new home in Sigourney that you moved into, and you're working from home more often. So I wanted you to go through kind of your boundaries you've set up with yourself in creating that work-life balance.
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, even coming back to work, I have to say I took it slow coming back. There were a few fire hose meetings that I had to, like, ingest a lot of information. But that was really good. But even just, like, getting back in the swing of things, I took it slow. And I think with my first two, I was just kind of, like, back in it, back to the grind. But no. Don't do that. Give yourself time to, like, really make sure you're getting back into the routine the way that you should be and you're not just, like, jumping in. Because guess what? I was gone and there was a lot of work happening while I was out. And so my intention was never to come back and be like, move, 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 like, I'm back. And maybe some people wanted me to do that in a couple different areas, but
I might have. Yeah.
And I totally will. But that, first and foremost, not just for myself, but for my team. Mm-hmm. And then just, yeah, make sure you're communicating, and I'm communicating to people on the other end, like, here's when I'm available. Yes, I'm available all the times, but here's when I can actually sit down, focus, and just so they have my attention and I have theirs. That's good. Just because, you know, just because someone's calendar looks open doesn't mean you're just like,
I'm going to put in a two-hour meeting
where I'm going to take advantage of their 15-minute break that they have, and I'm just going to, like, fill that time. It's like, just be, put yourself in the other person's shoes.
Right.
And I'm doing that, too, because I know, like, I know how busy and crazy it is around here. I know you guys are doing so much. So if I see, like, 15 minutes on Shelby's calendar, I'm not just going to, like, I'm going to save that till the next day.
Yeah.
That conversation, 9 times out of 10, can wait. Mm-hmm. Unless it's about, you know, your behavior here. Then,
okay. Like, you turned this podcast into a shit show. No, we have to talk about that. Well, even that's respectful of the other person, too. Because, like, let's say you saw I had 15 minutes. I'm not going to be, like, fully even present, probably.
No, you're going to be exhausted and thinking about the other 5 meetings that you just had. So, yeah, exactly.
I love those boundaries. Do you prefer Google Meet or Zoom?
Zoom.
Yeah. Have you upgraded your Zoom yet?
That's an IT question. So, Andrew, if you're listening, about to send you another email about that.
Yeah. I've had every meeting I've been in with Mackenzie, it's like, you have 10 minutes remaining on
your
call.
How can we just talk for 40 minutes only? Like, we need more time than that.
That's what I was going to talk into, because when you got back, like, I was trying to give you your space, obviously, while you're on maternity leave, enjoy time with your family and your new home. But I'm like, her calendar could be booked and busy by just me alone when she goes.
Do it. Book her up.
I'm ready. We just need a week retreat.
I know. We do.
We had a day retreat to Smoky Row where we're just able, because we give creative strategy sessions to our clients all the time. And we wanted to do it for ourselves and kind of plan out what 2023 looked like for Bing Bang and all that. So it was nice to have a day away. And
that was so good. I felt that really did fill up my cup or my bucket, whatever.
Yeah.
Just because it was good to get back in the rhythm of creating and, yeah, just like forecasting and just like mapping out the big picture. It just feels really good to just not be putting out like little fires. It's really good to plan.
Yeah.
And be strategic. Ugh.
I love that. And then you can work backwards from that. Like, here's our big picture. How do we get to that?
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
I love that shit too. It was just nice to have your brain back in my life too.
Good.
Like, sometimes Grace and I feel like on a little island back there, but once you came in, it just became full circle.
Aw, that makes me feel good. They missed me.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
So, like we said, you moved into a new home. You have a new baby. You're spending more time with your boys, your family. What's next for you? Like, what are you focusing on next, whether it's personal or career-oriented? What is next in your plans?
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, just to be back and just to give a little more focus here. Like, it's just crazy being at home every single day for 12 weeks. That was I would never not do that again. You know, that was amazing. Just to get that time, but also like parts of my brain, I feel like did get a little rusty. Like even our self create deliver model. I was trying to explain that in a meeting the other day and I was like, I haven't actually said those words out loud for 3 months. So you're going to have to I'm just excited to get back. And again, like really kick ass on some of those goals that we laid out for ourselves in that retreat. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited to just jump back into it and just exceed the goals that we've laid out for ourselves and for our clients. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like a fluffy answer, but it's true. It's just that is a goal for me.
Because that is a part of who you are. Not even, I mean, it's just being creative is part of who you are, and having that, there's obviously ways that you can still be creative, but having your work towards that. And
yes.
That's the best.
It is the best. It really is.
Because you love what you do.
I love what I do. So I'll think of something creative at 3 o'clock in the morning, like we've talked about, you and me, on this podcast before. And then like seeing, being able to go to work and pull in a team of talented people and be like, can you bring this to life? And then they can. Not a lot of people get that.
Yeah.
So very, very, very lucky. To have
that. Yeah. So kind of with that too, I guess, coming back into work, because let's be real, like mommy guilt can be, it can be real. Mm-hmm. So especially as a working woman, like we said, that just love what you do. So how do you overcome that feeling of guilt or I'm not enough or being productive enough? How do you overcome that?
That's a really good question. I think it's ongoing. You don't just like check a box. You're like, good. It's just
overcame it. Yeah, check.
Overcame it. Like even today, my husband's at home with Ro, and because she had a fever this morning, and I'm like, I have a commitment that to my team. Like I need to be there. I obviously have a commitment to be a parent. And so I know that she's okay, and I know that she's going to be in great hands with her dad. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, do I wish it was me with her? And also, like, at one point I was like, I'm just gonna bring her with me.
Yeah. Oh, I would have loved that.
Okay, but am I going to ask someone on my team to hold her while I'm doing the podcast? Like, that's not fair. So it's just like picking your battles, knowing that everyone is taken care of, because I do, like, I have a commitment here and I have a commitment at home. And so just making sure that I'm at least living up to 90% of what I say that I'm going to do.
That's a good percentage.
Yeah, that's actually maybe a little too high. You're probably like, yeah, I'm about 30% right now. But
you're not.
Yeah, just making sure that I am giving the time to who needs it, you know, the most at the time. It's just like when I'm just parenting, it's like which kid needs me the most right mm-hmm. now and why? Because I know the other two are going to be fine.
Yeah.
Same here. Just trying to divvy up my time so everyone gets.
Yeah. And it's always a work in progress.
It's always a work in progress. Yeah.
Every day is different.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Not one day is perfect.
But, you know, it's like a working woman, and I'll just say it. Has a guy ever been asked, like, are you going back to work after they have a child? Or has a guy ever been asked, who watches your kids while you're at work? No.
No.
No. So, no. You know, I could hop up on my little soapbox. But I won't. But I think, you know, it's evolving to a point where women are being recognized more for, you know, having a job or bringing in the income, helping support their family.
Yeah.
Of course.
They can do it all.
Of course they can do it all. Like, I have more gray hair, but, you know, whatever.
Your hair looks great.
You know, I have a hair appointment on Friday. I'll just get it taken care of.
What are you going to do?
I'm gonna cut it, and then I'm going to fill in this
your blonde
situation. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do that yet, but it needs.
I like the blonde. Grace got her hair dyed.
I know. It looks so good.
I know. I love her hair. Me too. Anyway.
See, we really can do it all. Yeah,
okay. Talk about hair. We could talk about moms. And who are you learning from right now? And by that, I mean like someone in your personal life, work life, or like a podcast you're listening to, someone you're paying attention to on social media. Like, who are you consuming info from?
Oh, wow. I am on the podcast train, as always. That did not leave. And I have tapped into a couple, like, I call them self-help podcasts, I guess. One is called, you can bleep this if you want, it's called Unfuck Your Brain.
Oh.
And it's really good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? Oh, fixed it.
Kara. Oh, geez. You can do it all. You can do it all. Kara something. And if you look on Apple, I think there's only one called Unfuck Your Brain. It's a purple graphic with this one. I think her name's Kara something. Anyway, it's good. We are all so busy, as I've said, and just she does a good job of, like, helping you not, like, compartmentalize in a negative way, because eventually one of those things will, like, attack you in the middle of the night. Like, you're like, oh, shit, I compartmentalized that too much. But she does a good job of, like, breaking it down and helping you kind of, like, lay it all out and solve it problem by problem so you don't feel so overwhelmed all the time. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, consuming a lot of Taylor Swift lately as her album's out.
Do you have a favorite song yet?
I do, and it's like not even on the I'm listening to like the extended the 20 song one, and it's just this cute one. It's called Sweet Nothings or something like that. It's really sweet. yeah, just from you guys. You guys, we had an incredible Q3 here at Bing Bang, and so watching how you were able to do that and no one, everyone's still kicking. you know, some maybe barely, but I'm so impressed. Like the train stayed on the tracks while I was gone, so
learning you didn't have you to, push any buttons to get this, burn any fires or get out any fires.
Nope, you guys are freaking amazing. So,
That's fun. Yeah. Okay, so I also opened up this Ask Mackenzie Anything to our social audience. So this is the opportunity where I plug our social channels. Follow us at It's Bing Bang, because we're going to be doing this a lot more because we have some plans for Jealous.
We have some plans.
So, yeah, be sure to follow us on there. We'll be asking you guys as, like, questions and marketing questions, and we'll answer them. Anyway, so you have a really big fan out there who had a lot of questions for you.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to give you his first one. It's from Binger 19. He says, first time listener, long time caller.
Thanks, Brent. He read that like Lori would read. Backwards.
Yeah, true. What is your favorite project that you've worked on in your career?
Oh my gosh, my favorite project. I feel like I get asked this in work meetings all the time, and I have to think about that one. Truly, Iowa Corn as an account has taught me so much. So I grew up in small town Iowa, a lot of farm agriculture community, but I wasn't raised by, you know, my parents weren't farmers. Mm-hmm. They just weren't. So just being able to come onto that account as their account manager for a while, oh my gosh, I learned so much. I mean, I even drank corn syrup on their behalf during the Super Bowl and got a sweet, pretty sweet trophy out of the deal. So I don't regret it. I have gotten, no, I'm just kidding. But just working with them has been great. Like, it's taught me so much. And like, you know, farms may get, people may have a certain opinion about farms and farming, but this isn't, we're not talking about like the big commercial operations. We're talking about family farms. Mm-hmm. So just kicking off, the Faces of Farming series with them was so cool. I got to call up these farmers and talk to them and interview them about why they, you know, are doing what they're doing. And I mean, I got tears out of people.
Yeah.
Some of the stories gave me goosebumps and tears. Mm-hmm. So that was a cool one, just because I had those conversations that I would not normally have. And I got to ask questions of people that I wouldn't normally get to ask. That was fun. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Maybe just all...
Corn's cool too, because it's just constantly evolving and we get to constantly pick their brains and see what will work. And
that team is so smart. Shannon over there, she's been over there for like 17 years. I mean, she's she knows everything that you could ever know. And she's,
she is the best.
I don't know. That was, there's so many projects that I have come and gone. And
Especially because you've been at Bing Bang for like
6 years.
Yeah.
Long time.
That's a lot of shit.
I was a younger person.
How many? Did you have kids?
No.
No kids.
No kids.
Here you are.
Can you imagine? Oh. Crazy. Crazy times.
Am I the problem? Am I the drama?
I think I am the drama. I am.
He had another question for you, too. He wanted to ask what your best tweet ever was.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I do not... I don't, man, that, you talk about a work in progress. I don't think I've tweeted it yet.
I love that answer.
I don't think I have.
Hasn't happened yet.
It's a coming. Right now I'm getting all these follows from, you know, it's election season. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of the bots out there.
Yeah.
And so I'm just waiting for all those losers to fall off until I put my best stuff out there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Save it till after November. 8th, 9th, go out and vote.
Plus, go vote. I can say whatever I want. Elon's in charge now, so.
Let's talk about that. Did you see the prank that these people made on the media?
No.
Okay, so Elon, like, went into Twitter, was it Friday or something last week?
Yeah.
and laid off a bunch of people. Yes. And so these two pranksters went out in the front of the Twitter building and had boxes and like wore Patagonias and all this stuff. And the media went up, was like, did you just get laid off?
Oh,
like,
my God.
And they laid into it. So this media girl goes out tweeting like, these obviously disgruntled, fired Twitter. No. It was a joke the whole time.
No, I did not. I did not see that. Oh, I have to go back.
I'll have to find the story for you.
You know, good on them. They need to do just fucking excuse
do
me.
Your job. Yeah, check your shit.
Check your credential. I don't know. Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine? Oh no, my gosh.
I would have had a heyday pretending to be a disgruntled fired Twitter employee.
I think at one point, one of the guys was answering the like their names were funny names too. Like you know how names can
just like Phil McCracken.
Yeah. Like,
Exactly. I'm a
90s
kid.
And
this is Phil McCracken. Is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it.
That was literally God. His name. And at one point, he's like, yeah, I got to go home to my wife and husband. Lady didn't even like blink an eye. Like, jeez. It was too funny.
Because you know what? They wanted to be the first to break the news, and they just didn't pause for 1 second to think,
Is this correct? Oh, I love that.
So
that made
funny.
Me chuckle this morning.
Oh my gosh. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I'll send you the link. One last question that I had for you to wrap up your first episode back. So what goals do you have for Bing Bang as you come back into CMO mode?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is a good one. And we talked about it a lot last week or 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. But holy shit, you know, this place is incredible, and it is staffed with the most incredible people, talent. We have proven over and over again that we can do anything. We can share any story. We can tell any story. I just want people to know, like, what Bing Bang is, what Bing Bang does, and to know that when you have a marketing issue, you need a marketing partner, you need content created, you need a video created, we're obviously the call that you need to make, because that's what's going to set you up for success. You know, we truly are your partner. We're going to walk alongside you. We're not just going to like push a button. We're not one size fits all. Like, we're truly going to help you and share your story. And so I just want everyone to know that about Bing Bang. I think, you know, Shelby, you're doing an incredible job on our social media, and they can see our culture. They can see our work. And I just want them to like, you know, buy in, because, yeah. And it's not like we're selling them, but you can buy in and not be sold. It's, oh my gosh, we're so good.
Well, that's the cool thing about a marketing partner too. Even like you think of just when you get pitched all the time, it's like buy my product, buy my service. And when you think of partner, and you think of the people behind who you're working with, and the people here are what set us apart from other people.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And I see how hard you're all working, and you know, I sometimes work hard, I sometimes don't. No, but it depends on the day. But yeah, when you do, you know, at the end of the day, yes, you are buying our services, but when you do that, we are working hard to make sure that we are putting the best product out there. It's not just like, you know, an easy sell. So yeah, it's, I just want people to really, really understand the work that goes into, you know, what we do, because we are so proud when that final product like is living out there and we see it on online or on even TV, you know, we're just like, we feel proud about that too. And I'm sure, you know, the client feels proud, the partner feels proud, because they're like, that's my brand.
Yeah.
But we're also like, that's their brand.
Yeah.
So we take such a great deal of ownership in each of those projects. And I'm so proud of that. It's so cool.
So fun and exciting.
It is.
Like I said, watch out 2023.
I know, big things coming.
Coming in hot. Is there anything else you wanted to share today with your first episode back?
Wow. Well, it was a journey, but
we're here.
We got there.
Oh. Wait, what was the song I was just singing before this started?
Taylor Swift?
No. Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
That does feel good. That would be my walk-up song. Nice.
Thank you.
But you did leave me hanging. It was a journey.
Sorry.
But we made it. What is it?
We made it.
Shelby.
What are you talking about?
Stop. What am I talking about? Hold on.
Okay. Oh, I'm about to get schooled.
Yeah, you are. Isn't it our thing?
Did I write it?
No. Shelly, who's that? Shelly. Hold on. Oh, no. We made it. Always do.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's what. Oh, whenever I'm a brain fart.
And you know what's coming.
I know. Always do.
Always do.
I'm getting that framed.
We made it.
Yeah.
Always do.
I also recently added to my little cubicle back there. You got to take life one, are you fucking kidding me, at a time. Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth?
That is the truth. That is the truth.
Because we always make it.
We always do. Yeah, we always do. If you didn't have a day where you're driving home at the end of it and just saying, like, fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
But we made it because we always do.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We're doing it again tomorrow.
We are. We're going to do it again. Well, this was a delight.
I'm so excited you're back.
Me too, baby.
Back, baby.
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
Me too. Shit. It's like I never left.
Let's go get to work.
All right. Let's go do it.
Bye.